It's the Goulburn Valley's 95.3 Triple M. Josh in for breakfast. And this morning here with me, I've got Liz Arcus, the co-founder and president of Picnic for Peace. Good morning.
Good morning, Josh.
Now, this is a great little event that's happening on Sunday, a great way to finish off the long weekend. What's it all about?
So Wednesday was World Peace Day. Yep. And as Picnic for Peace, we have regular picnic gatherings. But this Sunday is a special flyer kite for Peace Day down at the lake, where people can come and bring their own kite. Perhaps they've made them at home, perhaps they've got a message of peace on them, or perhaps they've bought them at a shop. But there also will be a limited number of kite materials available to come and make a kite with us. Low-flying kites, so under 100 metres.
Yep.
And to come for a family, yeah, really family fun, friendly day. Joining with our communities at our picnics with Picnic for Peace, we have people of many different cultures that come, and absolutely that will be the case on Sunday as well. And I know as some of them have been making kites at home, they've been recalling stories of when they made kites, flew kites back in their village in Nepal, in their hometown in Afghanistan, in India and other places too. So I'm sure on that day, there'll be a bit of story sharing as well. And I'm sure you've got your own kite story as well from your childhood.
Yeah, absolutely. When I was a young boy, flew my kite straight into the windscreen of my dad's car. I wasn't happy.
Oh, my goodness.
I wasn't very good at steering them. I could get them up and get the wind under them, but the steering, I just kind of gave up. But you're right about the kite being kind of this this worldwide activity. You're saying Afghanistan, Nepal, all these kids that, you know, any kids all over the world, flying a kite is something that so many kids, no matter what country you're from, I'm sure have done in their time.
Absolutely. And I remember when my children were young, making them paper kites in the backyard, drawing pictures on them, having a go, either running flat out to get it up in the air, or the day where there's a bit more wind, you know, take it up into the heights and have lots of fun for hours on end.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure there will be many stories shared on Sunday. What time is the event on? Where is it exactly? What can people do to get involved?
So down at the lake at Victoria Park Lake, in the big open space, sort of north of the skate park, big open grass area is where we'll be from 12 p.m. till 3 p.m. We encourage people to bring their own picnic lunch to share, as like to have with their family.
Yeah.
Come down, bring their kite or make a kite with us, and come join in the fun, make some new friends, and fly a kite for peace.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Liz Arcus, co-founder and president of Picnic for Peace, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Josh.